Live from NPR News, I'm Shea Stevens. President Trump and Vice President Mike Pence have spoken for the first time since the attack on the U.S. Capitol. A senior administration official says they had a good conversation in the Oval Office today. Pence had to flee for his life last Wednesday as a pro-Trump mob stormed congressional proceedings to certify Joe Biden's election victory. The vice president is under pressure to invoke the 25th Amendment to remove Trump from office. House Speaker Nancy Pelosi is blasting her Republican colleagues for blocking an effort to get Trump out of office immediately. As NPR's Windsor Johnston reports, Democrats are moving ahead with an article of impeachment.
In a statement, Speaker Pelosi accused House Republicans of enabling the president's unhinged and deranged acts of sedition by rejecting a resolution that calls on Vice President Pence to invoke the 25th Amendment to remove Trump from office. In the meantime, the House has unveiled an article of impeachment against Trump, charging him with inciting an insurrection. Impeachment could enable Congress to bar Trump from making another run for the White House.
Windsor Johnston reporting. The FBI is warning of possible armed protests against the U.S. Capitol and in all 50 state capitals next week. That warning coming amid a change in leadership at the Department of Homeland Security. FEMA Administrator Peter Gaynor has left that agency to become acting Homeland Security Secretary. Gaynor replaces Chad Wolf, who resigned today, less than a week after promising to remain in the job during the transition. Two police officers assigned to protect the U.S. Capitol have been suspended over their actions during the insurrection last week. As NPR's Claudia Grisales reports, several more officers are under investigation.
Congressman Tim Ryan said one officer was suspended for taking a selfie with members of the mob that had forced its way into the Capitol. The Ohio Democrat told reporters the other officer at one point donned a MAGA hat during the breach.
They're trying to crack down on any of that because, again, we need all hands on deck moving forward, and we can't have somebody protecting on the inauguration that was not doing the job during the January 6th event.
Ryan chairs the committee that oversees the U.S. Capitol Police. He says investigators are probing 10 to 15 more instances involving members of their agency in connection with the insurrection. Claudia Grisales, NPR News, the Capitol.
The state of California has reached the grim milestone of 30,000 coronavirus deaths, but Governor Gavin Newsom and the state's top health officer say hospitalizations in California due to COVID began leveling off last week. They say the surge in new infections that began over the holidays is expected to peak near the end of this month. This is NPR News. The Trump administration has missed a deadline for giving lawmakers information that will be used to determine the number of congressional seats assigned to each state. The delay comes after the Commerce Department, which oversees the Census Bureau, missed a year-end target date for giving apportionment numbers to the president. The Bureau is still trying to correct data irregularities that were found during the numbers-crunching phase of the 2020 national population count. Under federal law, the president is required to hand over those figures during the first week of the start of the new Congress. A soldier at Fort Bliss is facing charges of sexually assaulting a fellow soldier who was found dead in her barracks earlier this month. From Texas Public Radio, Carson Frame has that story.
19-year-old Private First Class Asia Graham, a human resource specialist, made a report last summer alleging she'd been sexually assaulted by another soldier in December 2019. The Army finished investigating Graham's claims about a month before she died. An unnamed private first class soldier will be arraigned and tried for the assault, according to Army officials. And on Friday, Major General Sean Burnaby, commander of the 1st Armored Division at Fort Bliss, ordered the charge be referred to trial, according to a Fort Bliss news release. The U.S. Army Criminal Investigation Command does not suspect foul play in Graham's death. Autopsy results are pending. For NPR News, I'm Carson Frame in San Antonio.
It was a down day on Wall Street today, with the Dow Jones Industrials losing 89 points. The Nasdaq Composite Index fell 165 points, and the S&P 500 dipped 25. U.S. futures are in positive territory in after-hours trading. This is NPR News.
Support for